The characteristic is that every one of us is having somebody superior.
La característica de Carlos es que cada uno de todos estamos teniendo a algo superior.
Nobody who is sitting in this hall can say that I am not serving anyone.
Nadie puede decir aquí, aquí mismo, que yo no sirvo a nadie.
If somebody is not serving anyone, then he must be serving his own self.
Si nadie rinde servicio a ninguna persona, entonces él sirve a su propio sentido.
The whole material world is going on because the people are engaged in the service of the senses.
Todo el mundo material está corriendo porque todo el mundo está enseñado en el servicio de los sentidos.
For sense gratification, one is doing very, very risky job.
Para gratificación de los sentidos, todos los están teniendo enseñado en un trabajo con mucho riesgo.
So, nobody can say that I am not searching.
Nadie puede decir que yo no estoy siguiendo.
That is the characteristic of the living being, and that is called dharma.
Esa es la característica del ser viviente y eso se llama dharma.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Jivir Sarupai Nitya Krishna Dharma means we living entity, our real characteristic is to serve God.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dijo que nosotros, el día viviente, nuestra verdadera característica es servicio a Dios.
But we have given us the service of God, therefore we are now engaged in the service of the senses.
Pero hemos dejado el servicio de Dios y por eso ahora mismo estamos empeñados en el servicio de los sentidos.
And because we are constitutionally servants, therefore, either if we shall serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead or the Absolute Truth, or if we do not like to serve the Absolute Truth, then we must serve our senses.
Porque constitucionalmente somos servientes o tenemos que servir a la Suprema Personalidad de Dios, la verdad absoluta, o si no nos gusta, tendremos que servir a los sentidos materiales.
Therefore it is described dharma prudhita koita vata, means teaching type of religion. He completely rejected here in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Por eso que lo describe dharma prudhita koita vata, que el tipo de religión que en Italia completamente rechazado aquí en Srimad Bhagavatam.
Here this material world means everyone is trying to be master.
El mundo material tiene que decir que todo el mundo está tratando de ser el amo.
But actually he is servant.
En realidad él es serviente.
Just like this, for example, in a family, the family head is actually his servant of his wife, of his children, or of his own servants. He is servant, but he is thinking that I am a master of this family.
Por ejemplo, en la familia de la familia, él está pensando que él es el amo de la familia, pero en realidad él es el serviente de su esposo, de su hijo, aún de su serviente, él es serviente.
In your country especially, if the husband cannot satisfy the wife, immediately there is divorce.
En tu país especialmente, si el esposo no puede satisfacer a la esposa,
so although in the name one is husband of the wife, but actually he is servant of the
wife.
The head of the family, just to keep the family members satisfied, he must be ready to serve all of them.
Él tiene que estar dispuesto a servir a todos.
If he dissatisfies any one of the family members given to the servant, the whole family is disturbed.
Si él no satisface a cualquiera de ellos, incluyendo los servientes, toda la familia se perturba.
Therefore, constitutionally, we are all servants, but we are serving misguidedly the senses.
Por eso, por nuestra constitución, somos servientes, pero ahora, mal guiadamente, servimos a los sentidos.
Why I have my wife? Because she gives me facility of friendship.
¿Por qué yo sirvo a mi esposa? Porque me da las facilidades de la practicar con los sentidos.
Actually, I do not serve even my wife, but I serve my own senses.
En realidad, ni siquiera yo sirvo a mi esposa, sino yo sirvo a mis sentidos.
In this way, if you make an analytical study of 71, you will find that 71 is engaged to serve his senses.
De esa manera, si usted hace un estudio analítico, puede ver que todo uno está empeñado en los servicios de sus sentidos.
Therefore, my original characteristic is to serve, but I'm misplacing my service to somewhere else.
Por eso, mi posición constitucional es servicio, pero ahora pongo mi servicio en algo equivocado.
So, therefore it is said in this verse, dharma prochita koitavata. Koitava means teaching. So everyone is serving his senses, but he is thinking that he is master. That is koitava, means teaching.
Por eso,
or maya.
Por eso aquí se dice dharma prochita koitavata. Kaito significa engañando. Pensando en que todo el mundo cree que él es el amo, pero él está teniendo a su sentido, él es mal.
The conclusion is that as we are constitutionally servant, we must remain a servant, not try falsely to become master.
La conclusión es, porque somos por nuestra constitución servimos a ser gente, tenemos quedarse en los papeles de ser gente y no tratar de ser el amo.
But by experience we see that by giving service to so many things, nobody is satisfied, neither others.
Pero por nuestra experiencia vemos que estoy de dar tanto servicio, tantas cosas, que los reyes de servicio no se satisfacen y tampoco son de beneficio.
For example, again, let us go to the family life. A man has had the family, his heart and soul, throughout the whole life. And when he is old man, if he asks permission from his wife, my dear wife, now I'm such a woman, let me take some nap now.
For example, the mismo ejemplo de la gente de la familia, el esposo está dando servicio a su familia con su corazón y con su alma toda su vida. Y después de una vida larga de servicio, se pide a su esposa, fíjese su esposa, por después tiene la oportunidad de tomar enseñanza.
The wife will never give permission.
La esposa nunca dará permiso.
She will say, what you have done? I have got to do so many things. This son is not yet settled. This daughter is not yet married. How can you get man? So you can have
it. And you have to give up here. He has to do. And so you don't have to have to go. And see, if he was already in my place, he can't get my ego. No, 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 no.
So actually, he's a servant of the wife, but he's thinking a master of the family.
En realidad, es el serviente de la esposa, pero también que es amo de la familia.
This is called maya.
Maya.
And any religious system on the platform of this false understanding is also cheating.
Si cualquier religión sobre esta que la plataforma de esta plataforma falsa es una religión engañadora.
Therefore it is saying dharma prochita koitavata. Koitavata is cheating, which is not dharma. No, it is not the characteristic. The characteristic is that I am Kishan and the servant of God.
Por eso, se dice así, Kaisava, religión engañando, y no da la información de mi vida de la característica que yo soy serviente eterno de Dios.
So, instead of serving God, if I serve the God, that is called cheating.
Por eso, en vez de servir a Dios, yo sirvo al perro, que es la religión encarnada.
Nobody is meant for serving a dog, but because I am servant, if I am not sufficient engagement as servant of God, then I keep a dog to serve.
Now, ello va a servir al perro, pero como serviente, yo tengo suficiente compromiso, empeño, el servicio a Dios, yo tengo que mantener un perro en mi casa y tengo que servirlo.
So the conclusion is that constitutionally I am servant, not servant of God, but instead of giving service to God, I am now engaged in the service of the dog.
Por eso la conclusión es que soy serviente por mi constitución, serviente de Dios, pero ahora en vez de dar servicio a Dios, yo doy mi servicio al perro.
From the standard of these so-called service, the Bhagavad Dharma is not discussed.
Okay.
Means the whole sense. Now, how it is, this is concluded, therefore, the next part is, Nigama Karupataro Golidam Dharma. This real service is enunciated here as the essence of all living knowledge.
So the script say, concluye de esta manera, aquí se dice, Nigama Karupataro Golidam Dharma. Este conocimiento es la esencia de todo conocimiento vedico.
Nigama means the Veda. And it is called Kalpaturu. Kalpaturu means desire.
Nigama means the Nigama Veda. Kalpaturu. Kalpaturu means the part of Arabo, Veda, Veda.
Vedic knowledge is so perfect that you can receive from the Veda all different types of knowledge.
Conocimiento es tan perfecto que de los dedos usted puede recibir todo tipo de conocimiento.
He can receive knowledge from the Vedas. All types of knowledge means the social, political, scientific, and there are so many departments of knowledge, even engineering, medical science. The medical science is called Ayurveda. Ayurveda means the basic knowledge about the duration of life. Similarly, there is Dhanurveda, military science. There are so many departments, just like these aeroplanes. There is also mentioned in the Vedas. There are not only aeroplanes, there are three other classes. It is called Kapodavahi. Kapodavahi means, the Kha means the sky, and Kod means sea. There is science, how to manufacture the earth is very there.
I have a department of conocimiento, por ejemplo, los aviones. I have information acerca de aviones en los aires. Una gente que se llama Proposal Body. Acabe de decir
Proposal.
Proposal Body.
Call means sky.
Acabe de decir cielo. Hoy significa nave.
There is another science of the same type. It is called Popodvai. Popod means pigeon. You can train a pigeon and they will tell you from one place to
another.
There is another science which is called Akash Popod. Akashpato means in the Akash, in the sky, you can fly with any vehicle.
Akashpato Acá está todo. El individuo se puede volar en el cielo, acá vivir en el cielo, con cualquier vehículo.
There are mantras, suppose I am sitting at this floor. By chanting those mantras, the ship will fly into the sky.
I'm sitting here,
we read from Srimad Bhagavatam that father of Kapila, he went as aeroplane on exactly a township with big buildings, his lake, garden, and so many people that was flying in the sky and visited all the places.
Por ejemplo, leemos encima de Bhagavatam que el padre de Kardamuni,
Kardamuni,
el padre, el Kapila, que construyó un aeronave de un pueblo entero, con edificios de lagos, de jardines y todo, y volaban en los cielos y visitaban a varios lugares en los universos.
Therefore he said, Nigama Kalpataru. Kalpataru means desired sea. So Vedas are compared with the desired
sea.
Desired sea means just like yes, in this material world. You go to the mango tree, you get mangoes. But he cannot get samosa.
Algo de deseo significa, por ejemplo, aquí frente a cerca algo de mango, puede tener mango, pero no sabor.
But desire, there are in the spiritual planet, there are desire trees. Whatever you want, you can get from them.
Pero hay algo de deseo en el mundo espiritual, cualquier cosa que usted quiera, puede obtener algo.
You go to any tree, and whatever you like, you get it from. So, that is called Kalpataru. So, these Vedas are compared with the Kalpataru because you can derive any kind of knowledge from Vedic
literature.
So, Veda means knowledge. The word Veda means knowledge. So, Vedic literature means you can take any kind of knowledge, it can be called Vedas. Basically, being a Jnani, Jinti means Vikarani. So, in Sanskrit grammar, the Vidhatu, from Vidhatu means knowing. And from Vidhatu, the word Veda has come.
En tanto, Vidhatu significa conocimiento, o sabiendo, y esa palabra es la palabra Veda, conocimiento.
Now, the author says that this Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of Vedic knowledge.
Ahora, el autor dice que este Srimad Bhagavatam es la esencia de conocimiento Vedic.
The Vedic knowledge is compared to the tree, and the tree has got fruit. So, this Bhagavatam is the fruit of the Vedic tree.
Se compara los Vedas con el árbol, y el árbol tiene fruto. Por eso, este Srimad Bhagavatam es como la fruta del árbol Vedico.
That means, you keep a tree far from getting fruit. If there is no fruit, that is meant for fear, it is useless.
Usted mantiene un árbol para conseguir fruta. Si no hay fruta, el árbol es inútil.
But here it is said, Nigama Parvataru Galidam Phalam. Means, the Vedic literature is just like the desired tree, and the Bhagavatam is the rising fruit.
And
Galitam Phalam means a fruit ripe in the tree, it is very, very delicious. Generally, for business purpose, fruits, unripe fruits are taken from the tree and it is artificially kept to ripe.
Usualmente se toma la fruta del árbol cuando todavía no hay madura para propósito de negocio y no dejan que la fruta se madura artificialmente.
That fruit means the unripe fruit taken from the tree and it is ripe artificially, that is not so tasty.
La fruta que se toma del árbol y que se ha maduro fuera del árbol no es tan deliciosa.
And if the fruit is lacking in the tree, fully, then you taste this, it is very delicious.
Y si la fruta se vuelve madura en el árbol completamente, es muy, muy deliciosa.
Another thing is that if any fruit in the tree, when it is lacking, it is tasted by the parrot, touched by the beak of the parrot, it becomes more
delicious.
So here it is said that this Srimad Bhagavatam is not only the right food of the Vedic tree, but it is tasted by Sukadeva Goswami.
Aquí se dice que Srimad Bhagavatam no es tan solo la fruta madura del árbol de cebre, aquí su belleza, pero también viene soplado o viene desde el lado de Sukadeva Goswami.
Sukadeva Goswami is the realized person.
Sukadeva Goswami es la persona autorizada.
He is liberated, realized person, therefore, to hear Bhagavatam from him is immediately delicious and effective. Sukamukhar amritam shravatanti. It is because it is explained by Sukadeva Goswami. Not a professional third class man, but Sukadeva Goswami.
Aquí explica por Sukadeva Goswami, no por un hombre profesional de la tercera clase, por eso es muy bueno.
It is the injunction of Sanatana Goswami that one should hear Vedic literature, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, from the real
expert.
Sri Sanatana Goswami says, always Sambhava Bhagavadina, Pula Hari Katha Amritam. So Banamla Hatsabam means is Harikathamritam means the Bhagavad Bhagavad Gita. This is Harikathamritam. The nectarine about the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That was called Harikatham. So one should not hear Harikathamritam from non-realized
Bhrishnam
means Vishnu Atta Jivata, one who worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. And Vishnu is expansion of Krishna.
Vishnu is like expansion of Krishna.
It is said in the Vedic literature, Rama Vimutti Sukaranya Mena Tishthan Nana Avatara Makara Dhoni Sukhintu Krishna Sayam Samavava Paramam Pamadhu Govinda Madhivudam Pamadhu. Means that Lord Krishna has plenary expansion in many, many forms, beginning with Rama, Lord Ramchandra, Parashuram, Balaram, Kri Rams, Matsya Avatar, Kudma Avatar, Bhavana Avatar, Kalki Avatar, many some of them are mentioned in the Bhagavatam. So, the original person is Krishna. Krishna Kaya Samabhava Paramapuma Vandu. The idea of praising Sukadeva Goswami means he is not a professional Bhagavad Gita. He is realized so. Therefore, hearing of Bhagavad from Sukadeva Goswami is a
moment.
Or the representative of Sukadeva Goswami.
Representative
means one who is strictly following the principle adopted by Sukadeva Goswami. That's right. Sukadeva Goswami first of all spoke Srimad Bhagavatam before Maharaj Vaitri. And in that meeting, Sudha Goswami was present. But here, you will find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sudha Ubhāda means Sudha Goswami, after hearing from Sukadeva Goswami, he repeated the same form of recitation in the Manjhikārāna. There was a big meeting about 2,500 years ago, or more than that, and name is Haran. That Vaimisharana is still there in India. It is now changed by the name Nimsa. It is situated about 100 miles off from Lucknow. So still there are many hermitages in Vaimisharana. People go there to visit as it is a place of pilgrimage. So, this Bhagavatam was discussed in there at
Vaimisharana.
So, here it is recommended that Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic literature. And it was first spoken by Sukadeva Goswami. The Vedic literature is full of knowledge that I have described. And the essence of Vedic literature is Srimad Among the largest circles in India, it is said, Vidya Bhagavatavati means your education should be up to Srimad Bhagavatam. But then you will have complete education. Then we shall understand what is our constitutional position and what is our real characters. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, the word mukti or liberation is stated. Srimad Bhagavatam defines mukti as this. Mukti, Vidya, Anharupam, Sarupina, Avastiti. Means Mukti means giving up our unreal enjoyment and to be situated in the real original characteristic.
Mukti significa se rana noita ocupación ilusoria y adaptam y adaptaran noita verdadera ocupación eterna.
For our original in characteristic with we are eternal servant of God, Krishna. If we are situated in the that platform, of this eternal platform, serving Krishna, then
original is somos servientes de Dios. Y cuando estemos situados en esa posición, eso es mukti, liberación.
Mukti means give up the false conception of life and take the real conception of life. That is mukti.
Mukti significa dejar el concepto falso de la vida y aceptar el verdadero concepto de la vida. Eso es mukti, liberación.
So Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita gives mukti in his word. Sarva dharma anpuritaja mamintam saranam
vaja. Bhagavad Gita Krishna dhara dhyani gondi mukti mukti dhita svalala sarva dharma anpuritaja mamintam saranam vaja.
Sarva dharma means all kinds of these bogus religious systems. You sarva dharma anpuritaja whatever is fine and advising puritaja, either. It is bogus. It is cheating. The real dharma is mami kamsara.
Bhagavad Gita Krishna is the Sarva Dharma.
All is surrendered unto me. Mami kamsara. Yeah. So this is real.
Bhagavad Gita Krishna is the Sarva Dharma for his pleasure. In this day, Abandana Sarva Dharma, so simple religion for him, but that Abandana for his name, Daniel, is powerful. Que es la verdadera religión, pame, cantanam, bandan, que rige de a mí, que es el Señor.
Krishna, in the beginning, in the fourth chapter, he said, Gadadadai, dharma, sabjani, khuti, bharata, abhudhanam, dharma, sabjadhanam, sijam, mahum, puritranam, thadhanam, vinasaya, sadhishtudam, dharma, samathapanam, thadhanam. Sammavani, these are the statement means, whenever there is mismanagement of the word dharma or pure characteristic, at that time I appear.
Krishna is in Bhagavad Gita, quando quiere jai mano nanevo, de dharma o la verdadera characteristica, yo aparezco.
So, Krishna appears for re-establishing the real principles of dharma.
Krishna appears for establishing the religion.
So he did not come or did not appear for establishing the so-called religious system, Hindu religion and Muslim religion or Christian religion or Greek religion there. Not that time. Real religion.
Krishna apareció para establecer los tipos falsos de religión como hinduismo, cristiano, musulmán, todo eso. Él apareció para establecer la verdadera religión.
Therefore he said, Sarva dharma anpuritaja, give up all this. Simply surrender unto me.
Por eso dice, Sarva dharma anpuritaja, abandone todo eso. Simplemente sírvete a mí.
So any religious system which is teaching to divert the attention of the follower to so many things, that is cheating.
For eso, cualquier tipo de religión que desvía la gente del seguidor a otra cosa es daño.
Just like in India, there is a class of men, they are called Mayavadis. They recommend that you worship any demigod. The result is the same.
For example, in India, I want to start with the Mayavadis here. Dicen que esto puede adorar a cualquier ser Dios, el resultado es igual.
This is false religion.
Es la religión falsa.
Krishna says that mam egam saranam, only saranam to me.
Krishna dice mam egam saranam, solamente dice a mí.
Then one may ask them, the Vedas, there are so many Devinas who are to be determined. Is that false?
No, very preguntar, you know, Vedas, I mentioned the Santo, Semi-Yogi, Adoracion, he is very false.
That is not false, because it is mentioned in the Vedas, you cannot say it is false. But, there men call all material vanity.
Some people they feel the example because it's kind of dangerous. But also it's part of that it is so material.
Material benefit means it is mentioned that if you want to be very educated, you are to be different.
And you know what you have to do, for example, to be in point education, Adoria, it's a semi-zero.
If you want a beautiful wife, then you are to be different. If you want to be very wealthy, then you must treat them. In this way, there are different titans. But all these things are material things. So, that is mentioned in the Bhagavad. Pāvkantam kvapanāna siddhi. Jajante Yodhiyota. Those who are desirous of getting success in this material life, before them, the different demigod worship is
required.
Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said also, Tāvat-tattva-hita-vyāna-jajanti-anna-deyota means that those who are engaged in worshipping other demigods, their sense is lost by lusty desires. Suppose if I want wealth or beautiful wife, or very good position, or good education, what has this? These are all temporary things, so long this body is there.
Suppose, for example,
But one should be interested for eternal things, because every one of us is eternal.
But uno de los interesados en las cosas eternas, porque todos somos eternos.
So, if we want a beautiful wife or wealth, that is simply for this body.
Por ejemplo, si queremos tener esposa o riqueza, todo eso es para el cuerpo material.
In next body, our desires should be different. Suppose next body I get an animal body. Then, I require a wife in a different type.
Suppose, for example, que mi propio vida, yo consigo un cuerpo animal, necesitaré otro tipo de esposa.
Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, it is said, antavattukhalamtesam, tadabhavati alkumidasam. The material desires person, they give some benefit for this short duration of life, but that will be ended, that will not continue. With the end of the body, everything will be
finished.
Therefore, if desire that let me have wealth, let me have nice wife, let me have nice material education and so on and so on, these are not permanent, it is temporary, antava, tu phalam tesa. So, a real learned person who is interested in eternal life, they are not interested in all these temporary things.
Por eso, si yo quiero beneficiar de un día de cosas y que yo sabes, todos son cosas temporales. Por eso los verdaderos eruditos educados y con eternos y buscan los beneficios eternos.
Even if you go to the heavenly planet, because these things are promised in the basic literature, that is also temporary.
Aunque usted va a los cielos, los planetas celestiales, eso también es temporal.
The Mukti means to give up all these material desires and be situated in the original constitution of position, Krishna or consciousness. Yes. That is liberation. Liberation doesn't mean that when you get liberation, you have got now two hands, you will have four hands like that. No. Liberation means change of consciousness.
Liberation not means that the order of destiny is those manners, the liberation is the change of other manners. No. Liberation is even cambio de conciencia.
Now we have all got some material enjoyment. Give me nice wife, give me nice wealth, give me nice education, give me this, all right. There is no end. So, therefore, Bhagavad says, Pitya, Anatha, Rupam, these are all meant the necessities of the body. Sarupena, Avastiti. You be situated in your original concept, then the Krishna concept. That is the universe.
Or creemos tanto tantas cosas, perdón, de Jenny, por el Jenny, que es el Jenny, por su traducción, todos creemos tantas cosas, pero Pablo también dice que debemos buscar los verdaderos sacrificios para nuestra verdadera posición constitucional original, la concepción de Krishna.
Therefore, the definition of bhakti means pranavilasita sunnam. No other material desires. No desires. Material. Desire means how we desire now material. Anna vilasita sunnam, jnana dharma sanamritam, anpulli na krishna nityanam, bhakti yuruttam. This is bhakti marga. And simply to satisfy Krishna. That is bhakti. No other desire. No other motive.
Por eso Bhakti dice que ningún otro deseo, simplemente tratando de satisfacer a Krishna, ningún otro motivo ni deseo. Ese es Bhakti Marga.
So that is recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, Nadhanam nadhanam nadhundarim kavihangala jagadi satamai namo janmani janmani sari bhavata bhakti lahai kati sai. This is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are calling Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore, his instruction should be followed. But it is, Nadana, I don't want any wealth, material. Nadana, I don't want any so called power. Now, Sundari Kavita, not that I want a very beautiful wife. Then what do you want? These are the material things everyone wants. Now, Mama Janamani Janamani Sari, Bhagavatam Bhakti. Even I don't want liberation. Liberation means there is no more Janma. But he said, Janma is Janma. Like Vasudeva, I want to be engaged in the devotion. This is real characteristic, and that's the point.
कि दोनों के अनुसार धर्म से जीजी का निषेध दोनों के विजेता की धर्म उदाहरण रिस्पेक्ट और दोनों के रिस्पेक्ट और इसमें जो ये भय आपको कह रहे दोनों के लो केलो भय और भय दो के जीवन से उनका इससे खाना उठना के लिए मैं जीजी को चलिए खाना उठना तो ना जीजी के लिए ने कल ये जी जन मानो जन मनी जन मनी जो एक बहुत बड़ा भाव की आते कि जो केलो वीर साथ ना दिए वीर साथ दिए
So this is the essence of Vedic knowledge. The essence of Vedic knowledge is Vedanta. Vedanta. There are four Vedas and many branches, 18 Puranas, and then 108 Upanishads, all combined together. The essence is taken as the Srimad
Bhagavatam.
First of all, Vyasadeva is the author of all this literature. Not author. He has written. Formerly, there was no need of writing because people are very intelligent. As soon as one hears from the spiritual master, he didn't. That was the position 5,000 years ago. Not now. Now the memory is not served. Therefore, he left all this Vedic literature, Vedic very fast into rising.
Pero ahora digo no es posible, por eso sí, ya él vino y él escribió solo dos veces, por escrito lo tengo con nosotros.
So Vedanta Sutra is the cream of all Vedic literature, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the father explanation of this Vedanta Sutra.
Vedanta Sutra es la crema de toda la literatura védica y Srimad Bhagavatam es la explicación más adelante de Vedanta Sutra.
So, because Vyasa knew that later on this Vedanta Sutra will be misinterpreted by so many rascals, therefore he left the comment on the Vedanta Sutra in the form of Srimad
Bhagavatam.
Therefore, if we hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami and his disciples, that we shall enjoy life even after liberation.
Por eso, si escuchamos Srimad Bhagavatam de Sukadeva Goswami y sus representantes, disfrutaremos una vida aún después de la liberación.
Prasam Arayam, Arayam, Arayam means liberation, means his material life completely free, spiritual life. In the spiritual life also, he will enjoy it.
Arayam significa liberación, después de terminar completamente con este vida material, now después de terminar con este vida material, podemos disfrutar a Srimad Bhagavatam.
But for whom it is meant, that is said here, Mohuraha Rasika Bhubi Bhavuka. Those who are very thoughtful and rosy, humorous, transcendentally humorous, they can understand Srimad Bhagavatam and enjoy.
So, for a kid is destined to Srimad Bhagavatam, else is so radical or general de placer y también abogado de común y sensitivo.
Yes, Father. No, I need to.
What's the position of a person who takes the devotional service with the idea of liberation?
That is not pure bhakti. You can take devotional service with any idea, that will be fulfilled. But anyone who wants liberation by devotional service is not a pure bhakti.
Él no es papi puro. Usted puede tomar servicio de devocional con cualquier idea y usted puede satisfacer esa idea con el entero, pero él no es servicio de devocional puro.
That is called Jnana Nishkar. Means bhakti adulterated with jnana.
Él es Jnana Nishkar. Papi contaminado con jnana.
Real bhakti has expressed. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karma vanadrita. Means no other desire than to serve Krishna. That is pure bhakti.
Verdadero bhakti es con ningún otro deseo sino servir a Krishna, es el bhakti puro.
Jnana karma vanadrita means the kurmis, they want promotion in the heavenly planet, and the jnanis, they want to become one of the supreme for liberation. So it should be uncovered by the result of jnana and karma, and fully devoid of any other
desire. Then
so those who are bhaktas and desiring after liberation, they are not pure.
Ellos son bhaktas, pero si sean liberados no son bhaktas puros.
Because while a devotee shall aspire after liberation, as soon as the bhakta is already liberated.
Okay, un devoto no tiene por qué buscar la liberación después de hacerse un bhakta devoto, que hacer la liberación, es claro.
that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mahamsam Parichayani Bhakti Jovin Jati Hote Sabunan Samadhit Pai An Brahma Vyaya Bhagavad. He, anyone, is engaged in pure devotional service, is transcendental to all these three qualities of the material world, and he is situated in the Brahma platform.
Bhagavad Gita says in the Bhagavad Gita, 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 the
Liberation means to be situated on the Brahma platform. So for a bhakta, the liberation is already there. Sri Billa Mangala Thakur has said, Mukti Mukulita Anjali Sevate Atma. We are devotees. So Mukti, liberation, is standing on my door with folded hands. What can I do for
it?
So why is your bhakta should desire after liberation? For a dual bhakta, the liberation is standing on the door as metras. So, a devotee is not as proud as a
liberation.
There is no other religion except Krishna consciousness. For cheating them. That is why it is discussed. Dharma, pro, dhita, koito, all seeking type of religion is rejected. Kick down.
In other words, so you arrived, there was no possibility of liberation for the country.
That you can guess. If I say it will be self-advertisement, but you are intelligent, you can just. But I have not brought something invented by me. I have brought the Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Yes, sir. They call themselves Christian, they violate all the principles of Christian.
It's
like in the Christian principle is doubt and not key, and there is very smart in key. So why is Christian doing it? When he is Christian.
How can the people in general recognize the devotee is pure?
That is, I have already described. He has no material this. Except to serve Krishna or God. That is. That is pure devotion. Chandra.
Chandra. Chandra.